The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change to America. 3 days later, Mr.
McCullough.
Hey, how was your 4th? Did you have a good time? On the East Coast, we did some interesting things. A lot of people split their celebration between the 4th and the 5th. So, like, in the McCullough house, Kevin McCullough is my name. Baldwin McCullough is the show. Stephen Baldwin, the Baldwin of that Baldwin McCullough half. But in the McCullough house, what we did was we just turned a one-day party into two. So yesterday, and for those of you watching on Biz Television, there's some extra little enticements here we'll do visually. But Nick, put up the seafood boil. The lovely bride, I just want you to see with your own eyes here. She did lobster and clams and shrimp and potatoes and corn on the cob and kielbasa and onions and all kinds of stuff into the pot. We poured it out. Man, did I go to bed stuffed last night. And then today it was my turn, so I got up and I grilled the steak and the burgers and the dogs and all the rest of it. Yeah, there's some California cut tri-tip. Those of you on KFLA TV, you know what tri-tip is. The rest of the country doesn't know that, but we had it. And so we made it all about food for a couple of days, and we had the pool open and the kids were swimming, and it was a lot of fun. And we anticipate that we're going to have better time as the summer goes on. But it was a lot of fun. We had lots of people over. I hope that you had a fun time commemorating the independence and the birthday of our nation. Now, the interesting little thing that I went through last night, we went back and forth between the NBC Macy's New York fireworks thing and the Washington, D.C. PBS thing. And I don't know what it is about these big nationally televised events. Why can't they find singers that can sing in key? Like, Michael McDonald may have been, like, really awesome at one point in time. The homie can't hit the same notes anymore. So on the PBS special last night, he's like, pulling, like, when he goes for the high note, he pulls way off the microphone. You can't hear what he's saying. Like, hey, sing the song. So, and I give DC props for having, you know, some classic hit, Patti LaBelle, Michael McDonald, some, you know, real. The NBC had all the new guys, so I didn't know half of them, and, you know, whatever. But it was still cool to see the fireworks both in the nation's capital and in the greatest city on the planet, New York City, all from the comfort of my own sofa after having pigged out on the lovely bride's amazing food all day. So it was, I hope you had a good time. We did. Happy birthday, America. And what does it really mean? What does it really stand for? That's part of what we're talking about tonight. You got this entire crisis that is being advanced on the border every single day by the current administration. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And we've got a very problematic solution to it that's being implemented currently by the administration. They're putting the people that are coming across the border on buses, planes, trains, and automobiles, and they're sending them across the nation to destinations of their choice. There's about 300,000 that they have transported since the middle of April, and we're not getting any explanation for this. If it weren't for reporters reporting it, we wouldn't even know about it. The administration's not being forthcoming. They're not coming out and telling the American people, yeah, we're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a day to deliver people to places that they want to go in the United States. And there's going to be some that are going to listen tonight and say, Kev, it sounds like you're just so hard against the illegals. But at the same time, friend, is this something that's sustainable? Can we just have no border on the southern end of our country and do anything like keep us safe, manage our public services, particularly in border states like hospitals and schools and those types of things? I know there's a lot of people that think that borders are kind of like, you know, an immoral thing. There are people that think that. There was a group that was very pro-amnesty that were burning American flags on the southern border today, and they used that little F word right before the word America, so they were F America as they were burning the flag to demonstrate that they want amnesty to become the law of the land. Well, is that the way to go about it? Is that gonna advance their cause? There's all kinds of pragmatic problems with the current immigration problem, like the amount of disease that's coming across the border. Not to mention the children that are basically no one's caring for. Now, some of them are getting sent to relatives that are here in the U.S. 50,000 of them have gotten taxpayer rides to do that. But are you comfortable? Here's the question. Are you comfortable with the taxpayers funding the bill of several hundred thousand dollars a day of delivering people to destinations of choice within the borders of the United States that are coming across our border every single day by maybe 4,000 to 5,000 people a day? If Texas and Arizona are averaging about 1,000 per day, then I got to think New Mexico and California are averaging even more than that. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Your thoughts on this? Let's go to line three. Ralph's calling from New Jersey, listening on AM 970, The Answer, out of New York. Hi, Ralph.
Yes, hi. Good evening to you. Let me say this. These derelict, wild, radical, demagogue Obama is finally getting a pushback from the people. Murrieta, California, you know, look people in the news, look up in the news what's going on there in Murrieta, California.
No, I can that tell you, there are dozens a day coming to the processing center, and they're forcing the buses to turn away.
Right. But that's the pushback from the people taking it to the street. Now, that's not the song. It could be the song, people, to redress their grievances. As you very well know, Kim, Obama is a failed social experiment tantamount to the liberal social experiment that is Detroit. That an idea, right? Why don't Obama think of dumping this illegal in the city of Detroit to revitalize and revive that city? That would be a wonderful, nice social experiment. What do you think?
Well, you're making a joke, obviously, because Detroit's bankrupt, but... Ralph's laughing. He's very taken with the joke. No, okay, Ralph. Thanks for the call. It's as good a suggestion as any other. I mean, here's the problem. Nobody has the courage to address this. The Democrats, they want it to happen. The Republicans don't have the courage to say that it shouldn't be happening. What do the American people want? What do you want? If you're watching or listening to this broadcast tonight, were you aware that we've transported more than 250,000 illegals at taxpayer-funded expense? Through transports that we have set up, that we're paying for, that you and I, the taxpayers, are paying for to get them to where they are going? 888-340-3373, 1-888-340-3373. Let's go to line two. David's in Huntington. Hi, David. Welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough.
Yeah, good evening. I want to address a few things. First of all, your caller, Gino, who seems obsessed with me for some particular reason, called these refugees a name that I don't even want to.
All right, David. I'm not here to defend Gino. Talk about the topic. What do you want to?
No, let me tell you something.
What do you?
Let me tell you.
No, David. You listen to me. No, you listen to me. It's my show. You do what I ask. I've got a question on the table, and that's this. There are 300,000 people that we have transported since April on our dime to go to destinations in the U.S. Is that kosher with you, David from Huntington?
Yeah, know why? Would you rather have these people sitting 200 or 40,000 or 300,000 people? We don't have room to keep these people in camps. The law says, because these are non-Mexicans, that they cannot immediately be deported. They have to have hearings. Okay? We cannot have...
And David, what if I told you, what if I told you that 80 to 90% of them never show for the hearing dates?
Yeah, you know, that's unfortunate, but what's the alternative? What is the alternative? Do you want to shoot them before they come across the border? Is that the... Because honestly...
Yeah, David, that's what I said. Yes, you're a genius, David. That's what I said. You've heard me say things. I don't know how you figured it out, but that's... You discovered me. I want to shoot people before they come across the border.
Let me tell you something, McCullough. You listen, like when Gino called those people mongrels, you sit back and you just listen to this stuff and you don't say anything, okay? People like Gino, they don't want well for these people.
David, I'm not Gino. Stop treating me like I am. I have nothing to do with Gino. I think that you're avoiding very difficult issues, like 80 to 90% that don't make the hearing. That's a security problem, David. It's not just an immigration problem. We have dozens of people penetrating our border daily that are from the Middle East.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it, because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's Ball and McCullough live, and that camera shot there on Biz TV doesn't do much for you. But that's a live look at the sun starting to go down in L.A., and we're grateful to be on KFLA, Channel 8, in Los Angeles tonight. Thank you for welcoming us to your community, to your neighborhood. We're talking about an issue that affects your very existence there in Southern California. No state has felt the weight and the burden of what illegal immigration has done to its economy, to the social services, to the public resources, the way California has. Dozens of hospitals and schools have had to close from the Tijuana border all the way up through the L.A. suburbs because of the burden that the illegal population has brought with them to try to sustain their medical care, their educational needs, et cetera, et cetera. This is not an issue that is victimless. Even if you feel like massive compassion needs to be shown for those that have gotten across the border and come here illegally, it's not a zero minus game on what it does to the resources of America. So there's a lot of questions, just what normal rates of illegal immigration create year after year. In the last four or five months, we have seen an accelerated rate encouraged primarily by the administration, who is now evidently giving free rides to wherever they want to go once they get inside the borders of the U.S. At taxpayer expense. 300,000 rides we have driven to homes, to personal homes in the U.S. since the beginning of April, more than 250,000. Your thoughts on this, and are you okay with it? Obviously, some people are. Jack from Texas, David from Huntington, New York, some others have weighed in on that side of it tonight. Is it a price that's too expensive? And if it's not, then do you think there's a price that's too expensive? Does it ever become too much of a drain on the United States to say we need to stop? It seems as though, when you read the news reports carefully, that the border towns, border residents in the United States, some families that have been on some of these lands for decades, generations, are having massive, massive problems. We do not have an enforced border on the southern side of our country. Will that be the downfall of us as a country? There are a lot of people that think that it is. There's a report out today that says that the Islamic State, that's the new name for what ISIS was, it's an al-Qaeda faction that has taken over a good chunk of central Syria and Iraq, that they are now strategically using the border crisis to plot and to plan and to execute and deliver intentions that they have that are hostile, terroristic in nature against the United States. Your thoughts on this? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Line 1, Daniel's in Marquette, Michigan. Daniel, welcome. Glad you're with us.
Thank you.
What's your thought on this?
Well, my question really is why is this going on? There's got to be something else behind the scenes that we're unaware of. We are looking at this from the up, and yet administration is authorizing this action. They're putting gag orders out on the Border Patrol agents to stop them from leaving anything to the press. And we have this massive influx of these illegal immigrants coming into our country, and at the same time, for bringing in all of these threats to our national security. And yet the administration is encouraging this action and
Daniel, if you had to take a guess, what would your opinion be as to why you think they're doing it?
Why are they doing this?
Well, that's what you're asking. I want to turn around and say, why do you think that they're doing it?
Why do I think they're doing this? I don't know. Honestly, to me, it's are they building up the amount of people in the country?
Do you think that it's an innocent thing that they're doing, that they're genuinely trying to help these families, or do you think there's more maleficent motives involved here?
No, I don't think it's just to help people out. I mean, really, there's the human trafficking.
We haven't even discussed that tonight, but you're absolutely right.
You know, I mean, there's so much more going on here that's just not even talked about. That's not even covered. We're just scratching the surface of what's going on in this country. It's unreal.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we're making millionaires of kidnapping criminals, basically. The coyotes that are running the networks in between, they are getting wealthy off this, and it seems to me they're the only ones really benefiting. I don't know that many of the unaccompanied children are benefiting.
Trade that's involved here either, you know. I mean, really, the amount of illegal drugs that are coming across in time.
Nope. Good observation, Daniel. Well, I appreciate you listening. Thanks for being with us tonight. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. Your thoughts on the fact that we've given 300,000, more than a quarter of a million, lifts home, if you will. 50,000 of these are unaccompanied minors that we've delivered to actual addresses in the United States where they supposedly have relatives or close family friends, et cetera, that are supposed to be caring for them. Another 240,000 just since April of adults that have also been delivered to specific locales in the United States by request. The administration is seeing to it that these take place. Of course, this isn't broadly known. It's not discussed. But your thoughts on what it's doing to our country? Can we? Is that if each of those 300,000 trips that cost wherever to go averaged only $1,000 each, that's close to $3 million that we've spent in travel to go where they need to go. And given the government's accounting on things, I wouldn't be surprised if we were spending three times that to get them where they need to go. But all that being said, it is scary, if you will, the amount of cost that is being expended. Let's go to line three. Alan's in Wichita. Alan, welcome. You're watching on Biz TV tonight. Glad you're with us.
Yeah, good evening. I have kind of two comments. Number one, I know for a fact, because I lived in Corpus Christi for a while, that the Mexican border has moved about 300 miles north in Texas. And my thought is...
Now, wait a minute, Alan. If you said... Whoa. 300 miles north would put it somewhere north of San Antonio. I don't think that's accurate.
Yes, sir. As far as population is concerned, let me put it that way.
Are you being cute? I don't know what your point is.
I'm not being cute. I'm saying that as far as the demographics of that entire area is now more than 90% of Hispanic descent.
Okay, and your point with all of that is what?
That's what I'm... Well, they're basically taking over South Texas, period. And my point is, that was just that. But the main reason I called...
Okay, Alan, hold on. We'll pick up on that second point when we get back from this commercial break. It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York in Los Angeles for the first time tonight on KFLA Television. We're glad you're with us there on Channel 8. Coming right back.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Those of you watching on Viz Television, that's footage from a drone that flew through the fireworks display last night. I think it was right here in New York City. But Baldwin McCullough Live, the pretty wild stuff they can do now with that photographic stuff. Fly a drone right through the fireworks. He's Stevie B. I'm KMC. It's Baldwin McCullough. We're glad you're with us. Mr. Baldwin?
Finally joining the program this evening.
Yes, with a very tight microphone.
Yeah,
cable.
Well, I'm just hanging on to it. We'll fix it later. I'm going to wing it like I have everything else this evening.
Okay, very good. Care to elaborate?
Yeah. A lot of people know you and I and what we do here and what our mission is, which is, really mostly to have fun.
We do a lot of that.
And then try to
we do too much of that.
And then try to impart common sense thinking. Binge
yes.
thinking.
Yes.
So to speak. But you and I, being rock solid believers in the Christian faith, we do all kinds of stuff in that regard too, and try to be a blessing and do charitable good works and et cetera, et cetera. But stand up for what we believe in that regard.
So, absolutely.
On my way here, and boy, it's one of those things where. Who was it that who's the kid that had an excuse and then like had another excuse? And what's that fable, that childhood? Not Pinocchio. Don't say that one, Ivan.
The boy who cried wolf.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the boy that cried wolf.
I'm a little bit of the boy that cried wolf when it comes to being late to this program. But I literally on my way.
By the way, Frank and Michael, hold on, because we're going to get back to you on the lines.
Here's the thing. It meant a whole lot to me tonight that Biz TV was starting in California, so I really wanted to be here and be on time. But I ran into a situation where somebody was in a crisis, a life-threatening crisis, and had to stop. And
you got to do what you got to do.
I had to trust by faith that that was a situation I had to deal with and then get over here as quick as I could. So.
Yeah.
Welcome, California.
Well, we're glad you're with us nonetheless. Yeah. Now, you got a lot of homies in Southern Cal. This because tonight we're on KFLA, Channel 8.
Sure.
It's kind of a legendary television signal there. And if you have a television antenna, you can pick it up. It's real simple. It's 8.4 is the digital channel. But you can get it from Palm Springs all the way up to Santa Barbara,
mm-hmm.
Huntington Beach, all the way up to Bakersfield. Now, if anybody knows Southern California, that is a huge swath of territory
sure.
that we're coming to you via tonight, and we're glad that you're with us. But shout out to your Southern California homies.
Well, Bakersfield, Brian Head Welch,
okay,
the famous musician formerly of Korn,
right,
you know,
right,
rockin' and Christian. William Baldwin, another guy I know,
yeah.
used to give me severe thrashings and beatings in my youth out there in Massapequa, Long Island.
And I'm sure he's by the television tonight going, see, he didn't show up on time.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Oh, we're having other issues. We're getting ready for the big Baldwin family gathering up at Scanning Atlas
and,
Lake.
And this is Syracuse. And this is an election year, so it should be very interesting.
I don't know
for you
what
guys.
You're talking about.
That's right.
Jeb Bush. Anyway.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, we can do so much better than
that. Boy,
Jeb.
I'm going to get a lot of flack for that.
You right are.
Now. All of our haters that listen to this program are sitting there. They just wrote down Stephen Baldwin
Bush
endorsed Jeb Bush.
If there's somebody named Bush on the ticket, I'm seriously
he's gonna win
just going to just
by a landslide.
Die.
Anyway, we all know who you want, Kevin.
It's not who I want. It's who I think has the best shot of winning.
Anywho.
Yes, go ahead.
We're all going up in about 2 weeks to Scanning Atlas Lake, where
Mom still lives.
Yeah,
yep.
Up around there, and all the families come. It'll be Alec, Danny, Billy, me, Beth, Jane, all the kids, grandkids. It'll be a zoo. And already for the preparation for that, Brother William is threatening to give me a thrashing because I won't give him my schedule. I won't tell him how many people are coming with me. It's just.
Oh,
problematic.
You're treating your brother like you treat me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's okay.
But I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the Cali Biz TV thing. And
well,
quickly,
and we've been on radio in Southern Cal for a while, but they run us tape delayed on KMET. So the chance for us to be live with you from 6 to 8 on television there in the entire L.A. area is really
sure.
cool.
So William's up in Montecito.
Correct.
Santa Barbara.
Just next to Santa
then,
Barbara.
Pastor Jay Hazlip is down with Sanctuary Church in Huntington Beach. You got Mel Ayers from In His Presence Church, another one of my homies. You got Tim Chaddick right there in the heart of L.A. With Reality Church. I got many, many lovely, wonderful friends
yeah.
and Christian ministry partners.
So if you're catching us live tonight, thank you. We appreciate it. We're going to get back to your phone calls and the topic, but Stephen did make it safely, and we're glad that he did. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Don't go away. And if you want to follow us online, baldwinmccullough.com, where you can see our live video feed.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheets or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, you're not asking for nice clothes. You're not asking for video games. New socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean, fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Capture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for making us your choice on this Saturday night. We know more and more of you are across the country. In fact, in a lot of places, it's just a big magnet on Saturday nights. People come, like to have a good time. Stephen brings half the pantry when he comes.
So he's got the really good juice.
He's got the Honest Aid, the orange mango. He's got his espresso, cups of ice. I stole his Red Bull. So
no, that's for you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Because I like to serve you. I like to kiss your butt when I'm an hour late for the program.
90 minutes. Who's counting? Anyway, it's Baldwin McCullough. We're talking about this. We're really disturbed. I think it's disturbing. I don't know if Stephen thinks it. We'll ask his opinion here. But 300,000 people, more than a quarter of a million, a third of a million, almost, people that since the 1st of April, we have accompanied from wherever we picked them up at the border, and we've given them a free ride to wherever they wanted to go in the U.S. It's kind of like Rides Are Us. You know, you just, hey, can I have, it's like, what's that new smartphone service you get in the big city? Uber.
Sure.
You call for your car.
Absolutely.
And they show up. And you just say, hey, I'm at the corner of 7th and Main. And they go, oh, well, we'll have a car there in 10 minutes. It's all over the smartphone.
Sure.
But it's kind of like the illegals can do that now. They just said, Mr. Obama, I'm at the Rio Grande and New Mexico.
If you could market this, you'd put together undocumented and Uber. So it would be Unber. Or un-Uber.
This is the brilliance the show was missing for the last 90
minutes.
Which
is better, guys? Unber or un-Uber?
Unber.
Unber, right? See?
Yeah. So the federal government's been running an unofficial Unber service for us.
Well, let's start that company.
But no, let's not.
Oh, okay.
Because taxpayers are getting soaked in this.
Oh, no, I
don't want to have anything to do with this.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
I was going to say let's start a for-profit version of it. Because
so many unaccompanied minors coming across the border have money to order the car service.
They might.
If we could get Obama to pay for it. But then we would be ripping off fellow taxpayers. I'm against this all the way.
Okay.
Nope, all the way.
Just checking.
Let's go to line two. Frank is in Des Moines, Iowa, listening on 99.3.
Frankie.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Here in the Des Moines area, we have a local retired Drake University law professor who suggested a couple weeks ago, quoting scripture, that in my father's house are many mansions.
Okay.
So being that we have close to 7 billion people in the world, I would like to ask the bleeding heart liberals, how many of the 7 billion do you want to allow in this country? How many can our broken down welfare system sustain? And I would suggest that, like most manufactured Obama crises, that this is a power play to manufacture a crisis and then jump in and take more control and power away from the American people.
Wow. Wow.
And taking a lesson from the Great Wall of China and the Wall of Berlin, these walls weren't built to keep people out. They were built to keep people in. So I'm wondering why Mexico ain't building a fence. Why aren't they falling over themselves to build a fence? Because they're losing people at a massive rate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Frank, none of these people are, I mean, according to the Mexican government, they're not really Mexicans. These are mostly Central Americans that have made their way through.
Central America. I understand that.
But let me ask you, your philosophical take on the entire matter is very interesting. Not what I'm talking about, though. These 300,000 that we've paid the taxpayer trips for, like, if you were standing in President Obama's shoes today and you had to make the decision, do I deliver these 50,000 unaccompanied kids to places that they need, what would your plan of action be? That's what I'm curious about.
Well, what did we do during the Cuban boat crisis?
You're not going to answer my question, are you?
If they were in the water, we turned them back. If they landed on shore, we let them in.
Right. Well, but that's Kevin's question.
That's the Cuban crisis, and they were running from communism. What would you do? Again, I'm going to try for a third time to get you to answer my question. What would you do if it was your decision with these unaccompanied kids?
Well, my decision is that we can only allow so many people. We have to have an organized. I'm for legal immigration. I'm for the status of people fleeing the country, fleeing their countries for reasons that they're going to be hurt or harmed. But at some point, I'm suggesting that how many can we let in at one time?
You're absolutely right.
There has to be a systematic.
So let me just jump in. I got to ask. Let me just jump in real quick, brother. Kevin, let me ask you this really quick.
Yeah.
So the 300,000 just came in.
No. We're getting 5,000 a day.
Okay.
The border states are averaging about 1,000 people each.
Okay. But my question is, when they come in, is all 1,000 of them, like, scooped up and accounted for or driven somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay. Before they're driven somewhere.
Camps that they're starting to implement in abandoned military bases and public schools and all kinds of things in the border
states. Are any of them being sent back?
Not right now.
None of them?
None of them.
1,000 a day.
Well, the 300,000 that I've been talking about tonight, 50,000 of them are unaccompanied minors, meaning 250,000 of them are adults.
Right.
They're being delivered to the addresses of their choice in the United States. They're getting car service, bus service, plane service. They're coming in Phoenix, and they're going to Boston. And we're paying for it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And not only that, you've got kids with lice, and I mean really bad cases of lice, that are flying on public airplanes.
Are we flying them?
We're flying them. We're sending them all over. This is a crisis beyond just the normal talking points
of
illegal immigration's out of control.
In your understanding, why is this administration allowing it?
I they've not given a good reason. They're saying that they're against it. They're saying that they're trying to fight against it. This is what they say. But it's their administration that's ordering these rides to where they're going. Frank, we appreciate the call. Real quickly, can we get Michael in from Oyster Bay before we go? Line one, Michael.
Yeah, first of all, I think I would have put them all on just a military basis, set up like an Ellis Island type situation where every person is has to be accounted for, getting vaccines, giving health exams, and not let them out of the area if they have any illnesses, and if that need be, send them out.
What about lice?
That makes a ton of sense.
What about lice, though? What if they just got a little lice? Do you let them out?
You treat them. You treat the lice until
they make them stay, quarantine.
All right.
Our kids can't go to school if they have lice. They're not at school if they have a negative exam for lice. Why would you put them into communities? But I think the basic thing is this is a multiple-pronged plan to destroy our middle class. This will overwhelm certain communities.
It already has. Half of Southern California's hospitals were shut down in the last 10 years because of illegal immigration. Kevin McCullough, glad you're... Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's Ball and McCullough Live. If you're watching on Biz TV, that's I think that's Hollywood Boulevard, right outside the Kodak Theater, which is where we're coming to you live tonight for the first time on KFLA Channel 8. We're so honored to be there.
Stoked on that.
Yeah. He's Stevie B. I'm KMC, and I'm understanding the phone lines are clear. 888-340-3373. Okay, good. Then I can bring up this one last story I wanted to get to tonight.
Okay.
Stephen, we've talked a lot about the terrorists over in Iraq,
mm-hmm.
and the guy, this al-Baghdadi guy that's supposed to be the worst guy ever, like since pre-Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because the Iraqi press this week said, oh, we think we've injured him. We think we've taken him down. We think he's in hiding.
Right.
So today, Nick, roll this video here. Today, if you're watching on television, he does the mosque service. And we have exclusive footage. This is actually al-Baghdadi doing the sermonizing, the reading, whatever it was. And we have like an exclusive interpretation of what he said. This is actually what was reported that he said in the London Telegraph. He says, under his direction, the Islamic world would be, quote, returned to dignity, might, rights, and leadership. I am the wali, meaning leader, who presides over you. Though I am not the best of you, so if you see that I am right, assist me. He then said, if you see that I am wrong, advise me and put me on the right track, and obey me as long as I obey Allah in you. He hailed the jihadi victory in Iraq. He said, God gave your Mujahideen brothers victory over these long years of jihad and patience, so they declared the caliphate and placed the caliph, me, in charge. He says there is... No, keep the footage up. I'm doing the overlay here. I want the voiceover to go with it.
But how come you're not doing like the bad accent?
Yeah, because I can't do it. This All is right. a duty on Muslims that has been lost for centuries. But anyway, he's basically saying, I'm the dude that's in charge. So eat it, punk.
Right.
They also, they just revealed this in the London Telegraph today. The ISIS group that's now just called the Islamic State.
Mm-hmm.
It's not of Syria and Iraq anymore. It's just the Islamic State.
Right.
The wealthiest terrorist group now in the world.
Because of the oil.
Based on not just the oil that they've taken over, but the banks they've robbed and all of the goods that they've translated. So that means more than the Korean regime. That means more than the mullahs in Iran. This is the number one most well-funded terrorist group in the world. And we watched them do it without raising a finger from Washington, D.C.
Quick question.
Yeah.
We're short on time. What do you understand is what's going on in the American activity or the unified activity against...
Our Joint Chiefs told... the press today that they do not think the Iraqi army will be able to retake any of the land that ISIS has taken.
Mm-hmm.
So, what did you just give us, 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway. So that's a little bit of cheery news to end the show on tonight.
See you next week! No. God bless y'all. Welcome, California. Thank you, Biz TV. Fired up about that.
He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. And we're online at BaldwinMcCullough.com. You can join our Facebook pages, our Twitter feeds. It's all there. We'll see you next week here on Saturday night.
We can know the romance.
Hi, I'm
I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains fucoidin. There are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
4-5-9